Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
The Federal Reserve announced this week that their intention is to keep interest rates near zero through the end of 2023. That's over 3 years. It's extremely significant. The Federal Reserve typically, they don't give guidance out that far. And there's been several actions from the Federal Reserve that have been really unprecedented to help combat the economic effects of coronavirus and to help buoy the U.S. economy. In fact, what the Federal Reserve is saying about the economic recovery is, believe it or not, through the summer months, it happened quicker than most economists believed would happen. However, the longer term, over the next year or two, so not long term, but over the next year or two, they expect it to be slower than initially expected. So what the Federal Reserve is trying to do is provide guidance that they're going to the markets, that they're going to keep interest rates very, very low to help buoy the U.S. economy. And that's good for business. That's good for younger investors. That's good for younger people that want to borrow money for a house. It's good for anybody or any business that wants access to capital because capital is cheap. However, it becomes problematic for a retiree because the bond market is not paying much interest. And, you may have heard me talk about, but you need to understand that bond values and interest rates move in an opposite direction. So there's really only two things that can happen with interest rates. Either they stay at historic lows, which they are historic, or in which case bonds aren't paying much, or they go up, in which case bonds will do even worse. So I think there's a couple of big lessons that I think as investors we need to learn from this. And one is that the long-term implications of this low interest rate environment are tremendous for retirees that need to live on income that, you're now in an income distribution phase of life. You're no longer saving and accumulating money. You're withdrawing and spending money. And that puts a completely different set of pressures and stresses on the nest egg. And what many retirees have done historically to help hedge risk and provide some stability in the portfolio is traditional U.S. bonds. Now, typically, you do that through mutual funds. Well, that can be very dangerous moving forward. Yet, interest rates are going to remain low for a while. And so even though we're concerned about volatile stock markets, we know that given time, the markets are the best way to get growth to beat inflation. But that's given time is the key operative word there. The second lesson to me is to not be timing or worrying about the short term in the markets. When we invest with at-risk investments in the stock market and other risk investments, we should be investing for the longer term, at least 5 or 6 years out. And trying to time things for what's going to happen this fall or what's going to happen next year is a fool's game. You might be fortunate a couple of times, but nobody's really been successful at timing market conditions over time. That doesn't mean you can't be strategic about opportunities when things happen. But you don't need to be timing things. And if there's one thing the Federal Reserve that we learn from that over the last 6 months is don't bet against the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has shown an extraordinary willingness to do whatever they can to use any tools in their arsenal to help prop up the U.S. economy. So many investors have not thought we would recover like we did in the summer in the stock market. But that just goes to show us that in the short term, you just don't know. Many people are concerned about how the election affects the market. In the short term, we just don't know. In 2016, the economists thought the stock market would correct 10% if Donald Trump won. The opposite happened. We just don't know. So in our financial plan, what we need to be doing is investing for short-term stability so that when we draw income, we can do it from investments that are not sharply down in value in the stock market. And the money we have invested at risk needs to be for a longer term and needs to be more diversified than just U.S. stocks.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.